The International Campaign to Ban Landmines report for 2006, released Wednesday, says that mine casualties occurred in 58 countries last year. Casualties from mines and explosive remnants rose 11% to more than 7,328, a number the report admits is probably less than half the real total. The highest number of casualties, more than 1,100, was recorded in Colombia. Thai Deputy Prime Minister Chichai Wanasathit said at the report's launch in Bangkok that despite efforts to stop landmine use and production, mines keep killing.
Landmines are an especially evil form of warfare. They kill indiscriminately regardless of age, gender, nationality. Landmines can continue to kill long after the conflict ends.
The military powers of China, India, Pakistan, Russia and the United States are among those states that have not yet signed up to the 1997 Mine Ban Treaty. Landmine clearance progressed in 2005, however, says Stuart Maslin, chief editor of the Mine Monitoring Report.
A total of more than 740 square kilometres were returned for use by mine action programmes around the world. That is the biggest single annual demining total ever recorded.
More than 470,000 landmines were removed thanks to better identification of areas suspected of carrying mines. Demining has continued in Afghanistan, for example, despite increased security risks, the death of 8 deminers and funding shortfalls. Mr. Maslin says the use of anti-personnel mines remains a key concern. Three governments use anti-personnel mines, the Russian Federation, Burma and Nepal, as do insurgent groups in India, Nepal, Pakistan and Sri Lanka.
We condemn all use of anti-personnel mines, whether by a government or by an armed opposition group, but it is particularly disappointing that governments, despite the existence of the treaty, despite the political imperatives, continue to use these weapons.
In Burma, both the ruling military and ethnic armies fighting the government use anti-personnel mines extensively, the report said. Thai Senator Krysak Chinawan agrees that Burma is a critical case in Southeast Asia.
Burma is probably the most dangerous country, the most contaminated country in this region, equal to places like Afghanistan, along the Thai and Burmese border. The mining has not decreased at all, it has increased.
Meanwhile, Thailand's mine clearance has slowed and is expected to fail to clear all mines by the target of 2009. Total funding for anti-mining work fell 6% in 2005. The United States is the largest contributor to global mine action, providing almost $82 million to the $376 million funding program. Other major contributors include the European Commission, Japan, Norway, and the United Kingdom. Mr. Maslin says mine-affected states should commit more funds to the fight.
Ultimately, it is the responsibility of the country on whose territory contamination remains to deal with that problem. And we call upon all the states to do more using their own resources.
Landmine campaigners say continued funding is necessary to free all countries of mines by the end of 2010. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.